Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Good evening and welcome to the Coco Express Show for Monday, July 14, 2014. I am your host, Aurelia Lyles, and I am so happy to be here with you. Today is an extremely special show. All my shows are special, but there are certain shows that I have to honestly say that just blow my mind. They just completely blow my mind because when you're doing something that you love doing it and you're passionate about and you just enjoy it so much, you never realize how many people you're going to come in contact with, and the people that you come in contact with are people that you've idolized in some respects, people that you've admired, people that you just love so much and enjoy their work so much. And I have this opportunity today to bring to you that amazing musical mastermind, Larry Dunn. Larry Dunn is a member or former member of Earth, Wind & Fire. He was the musical director for Earth, Wind & Fire and responsible for those hits that you've enjoyed and loved. The funny thing about it is, you know, when you look at music and you enjoy music so much, you never really sit down and look at the history of the music that you were enjoying. And tonight's opportunity allows me to share with you our musical historian, so to speak. He has been one of the premier groups, I mean, that the world enjoys. And he hasn't stopped yet. He's still going strong. And I just enjoy having him on the show. I just enjoy having conversation with him. He and his wife are two amazing people, and I want to take the opportunity to bring to you Larry and Louisa Dunn. Please allow me that. Thank you. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
I'm doing fine. Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing even better now.
Amen. So you got all them MP3s?
Yes, I do. I got them all lined up, and we're going on a musical journey.
Amen.
Yes. Well, let's see. You were with us 2 years ago. That was way too long.
Way unbelievable, too long. Isn't it? Wow.
Yes, yes. Time has really, really skipped by. And you had a lot of things going on at that time, and you were reuniting with Earth, Wind, and Fire, and they had a new album coming out, and you had all these things in the works. So I could just imagine in 2 years how much you've had going on. So I'm just going to sit back, relax, and enjoy, and let you tell us how amazing your life has been in the last 2 years.
Well, you know, it's like people say there's no secret to success. They say there's two words, hard work. But, yeah, I mean, we've just been doing so many things. It was great. I actually had sat in. I went to, I'm in this movie called Down the Rhodes. It's the history of the Fender Rhodes electric piano that really revolutionized the music industry at one point and still to this day. Now they've got plugins and other things that recreate that sound. But that sound that was on the intro of That's the Way of the World and Reasons and stuff like that. So anyway, I was doing that. And they were having a screening for the movie. And I went and I met this young gentleman that is Noel Lee's right-hand man. Noel Lee is a Korean brother that owns Monster Cable. That did all the. They started out with the headphones with Beats by Dre and stuff like that. And they do all kinds of electronic stuff. And he's like, Larry, we're putting together this anniversary for the 40 years anniversary of Earth, Wind & Fire in Vegas on January 6, 2011. I remember. And I'm like, well, I haven't seen the brothers in a minute. And anyway, we hooked it up. Jay King, the manager, did what he had to do, and we flew out there. And I went on the big stage and sat in with him. And Phillip's wheel started spinning. He's like, man. So they called me, and they wanted me to come in and help them with their newest album, Now Then and Forever, that was released 2012, 2013, somewhere around there. And I told him, I said, well, I'll play keyboards on the entire thing, but one stipulation. They're like, what? I said, I'm going to have to produce a couple or three things of my own. Oh, no problem, Larry. So we did that, and that's one of the MP3s I sent you. It was a beautiful song that Louisa and I and our other buddy Hiroto Kobayashi wrote for Philip called Whirlwind, and we gave that to you. So it was a great journey. It was funny because some of the new guys that, you know, travel with them, like, Larry, you got to do this one tour with us. And I was like Jerry Seinfeld. I don't think I do. You know, I mean, I love it, but, you know, there's so much stuff on our plate, and we're starting Louisa's CD and you know, just a lot of different, and finally trying to put together the Larry Dunn Orchestra live so we can go out and perform.
Oh, wow.
And we're always in the studio and writing and working with the other artists, and it's just, you know, music is what we do.
Yes, and you do it very well, and that's so amazing. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to play music in the background, and we're just going to talk and, you know, just enjoy this chat together, this time together, because it is an amazing time. I have to tell you, I've been a fan of your music, and I'm just always in awe just to sit and talk with you and just feel the vibe of Larry Dunn.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. So let's get this party started.
All right.
So now you began your career very early on. And I guess we can say looking back, because now you have the opportunity where you can look back and think about how it began. And do you feel that it was destiny for you?
Absolutely. You know, it's almost seems like every day, every other day, if not every day, you know, we end up talking with someone about this very subject. That, first of all, everyone, I believe, everyone on planet Earth has value. Everyone is here for distinct purpose and many reasons. And it's just, I was so blessed that, like I said, when I was about 2 years old, I recognized that we had a raggedy upright piano in our living room. And I would just, you know, I was like a moth to the light. I was just drawn to it, and I would sit there and beat on it. And my father, who was a musician, played bass, guitar, and piano. And you know, my father was African-American. My mom was Italian. And then we go to the other side of town with the Italians, and they break out their guitars and do Italian folk songs and whatever. So my father with the jazz and Jimmy Smith records. And so when I was about, I would say, maybe 4, maybe 5 years old, he taught me Blueberry Hill by Fats Domino, another American legend. And from there, I just, you know, I was always on that piano. And I think in about fourth grade, they bought me an acoustic guitar, and I learned all of the Beatles stuff and then Ray Charles. And, you know, he showed me a couple of chords, and I had a little chord book, and I basically taught myself. And then in fifth grade, I wanted to be in the school band. But, and back then it was great, you know, because that's when they had music programs and all this stuff that was going on before the Reagan administration came in and started kind of taking those programs out. And I knew that they couldn't afford, you know, to buy me something else, so I wanted a loaner instrument. But the day that they gave them out, I was out sick with a sore throat. Mm. So the next day when I went, the only thing they had left was a baritone horn, not even a baritone sax. And for those who don't know, baritone horn, it looks like a miniature tuba, kind of. Euphonium, mm-hmm. They call it. And it plays secondary melodies behind, you know, compositions. And I was like, whatever. I just want to be in a band. I remember lugging that thing home. It was bigger than I was. But I played that. I became second chair. Then I started messing around with bass, and I took violin and music theory in 11th grade. That was a total disaster. But I was just always drawn to music. And I tell people, I said, whatever it is that you do or you want to do, you know, do it with integrity. Because, you know, people try to always blame the young generation. But, you know, I said, no, in the words of J.K., I see some old Julio Iglesias and young alike. Well, what do you want to do, man? I want to be a famous rapper, man. Why? Because I want the women. You know, they don't use that word. I want the women. I want to be famous. I want to be rich. And I'm like, hey, man, when I first got into music, I had no idea that you got paid. I was a little baby, so I wasn't tripping on women yet. And so, I you know, we did it for one reason, because we loved music and we wanted to be good at it. And then I said, and then you look at things like we're talking about garbage men, you know, and they all joke, two sisters sitting around. Well, you know, Christina's boyfriend, he's a garbage man. That's funny. But I'm old enough to remember when the garbage men brought New York City to its knees. And they went on strike. And when everybody had to walk around with the clothespin on their nose, and then when they went back to work that night, now they realized that, hey, man, garbage men, or they would call them sanitation technicians, are very important, you know. And
yeah.
So I just tell people, whatever it is that you want to do in life, you know, number one, you know, hopefully it's something that will help others, and whatever it is, you know, do it with integrity. And when it comes to money and riches and glory and all, whatever it is, you know, all of those things can follow, but, you know, put your priorities in order.
Oh, that is amazingly, that's excellent. And those are some words of wisdom that we all should kind of like take and hold on to. And I just want to add something else to that, that it doesn't matter what age you are.
Right.
You know, because a lot of people believe that once they reach a certain age, they can give up on their dreams. There's no need to. It doesn't matter.
That's right. You know, like I said, you know, I don't want to be preachy, but I do. It says, with men, impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Exactly. You know, you can do whatever you want to do. You know, it's just like I said, it's hard work. You know, whatever you're willing mm-hmm. to put in the time. My mom, God rest her soul, used to always say, you know, as she got older and saw what was going on in all industries, you know, the level of mm-hmm. entitlement. And she said, it seems like everybody wants a job until they get it. Then when you get the job, it's like, seems like people, there's no integrity. They want to do the least amount of work possible and take home the biggest check they can get.
That's true.
You know, and it's like, wow, whatever happened to... I mean, and it is unfortunately indicative of the times that we live in. I mean, the stuff like when we were kids, if you was in a car or something with somebody in it, and they ran over something, an animal. I remember we were coming off of the coast one time, going into the mountains, and we heard a little boom, and Louisa freaked. She said, "Stop the car!" And she thought I killed a possum. She called me possum killer. A possum killer. And don't you know, we got out the car, and then she said, "Oh, look, I think it's in a ball. I think it's rolling to the side. Okay, I think you didn't kill it." Hey, now the mentality is almost every freaking day on the news here. Matter of fact, again today, somebody ran over a baby in a stroller and kept going.
God.
You did? They're running over grandpa, and they just keep going. It's like no value for human life.
Mm. You're absolutely
you know?
Right.
And that's why, you know, I really thank God for what we do, because I was chatting with our trombone player, because we're going to do a great concert this coming Saturday. And he was talking about that. You know, he said, hey, man, it's just, we're really blessed to do what we do, because, you know, there's so much darkness in the world now, and that so many people are just, you know, down, and it seems like there's no hope. And music is absolutely the universal language. You know, I remember playing Japan way back in the days when Earth, Wind & Fire was really, you know, just really banging. And I said, it's amazing, because the only person of color you saw was when you looked in the mirror. But yet and still, everybody in the audience, all the Japanese folks, were singing Fantasy in English.
Okay. Now, being on the world stage, I mean, for some people that's just a foreign concept. What is it like for you? I mean, how has it been having the opportunity to be exposed globally?
Well, again, like I said, it's just, it's, because when you whatever art it is that you're into, you want to expose it to as many people as possible. And I think a good thing about today, you know, because back in our day, see, when Earth, Wind & Fire was coming up, there was no videos. Not yet, not per se. You know, and if people don't get it, see, it wasn't always earth, wind, and fire. You know, we would fly to the East Coast, and we would rent 3 station wagons. There was no limousines. There was no catered food. You know, and when you're in Norfolk, Virginia, and the gig is over at 9:30, and you go back to the Holiday Inn, there is no restaurant. There is no TV on. So we had our ghetto blasters, and we play our music, and you praying to God that there might be a vending machine where you could get a bottle of juice and some potato chips. So now, with the rapid media, you know, you can, well, for lack of a better, you can become a star overnight, even though the reality is nothing happens really overnight. Not anything really good. But, you know, like I said, to be able to touch that many people, and we did it the old-fashioned way. We would go, we did every college up and down the East Coast and the West Coast, and then went to Europe and opened for Santana, and, you know, and so it took a good 4, 5, 6, 7 years to build that fan base. And the blessing of that now is even though I'm not touring with the band, you know, they go all over the world, and people, new generations and new generations and old generations, they still love their original music because great music, just like a great person, lives on.
Okay. Now I'm going to play a little Whirlwind, and this is what you mentioned early on when we first opened the show, that Whirlwind is on the latest Earth, Wind & Fire album, correct?
Correct. Now, Then, and Forever. And the only problem with that, with the tune that Luis and I wrote for Phil, Sony Records, it's only available on the Target exclusive Red. They've got to make sure it's the Red copy, and it's got a couple of bonus tracks, and this is one of them. But as you're going to play it, I think the people will love it. It's a gorgeous tune, and Philip sang his butt off.
Okay, so we're going to let them have it now.
Over and over.
Yes, let's talk about your beautiful wife, Louisa. How did you meet her?
Oh Lord, I'll let you tell. Let her tell. And that funny that song. There's always a lot happens to her. She's sleeping and she wakes up, and the next morning she says, listen to this song that God gave me this song, and she had all the whole first verse and all that and the melody and then.
Hello.
That was like some water running. What the heck was
no,
that?
No, we're having a major storm here. That's why.
Again? God,
yes.
Praise y'all.
Thank you.
Get out of here. So that's what that was?
Yes.
Wow. Noah? How long can you tread water? Wow.
I don't know. Yeah,
but
thought
anyway,
it was over.
Funny. Yeah, so, Louisa, she came up. That was her baby, and then we put our heads together, and then, that was one of the ones that I was able to produce for them. And, it's a beautiful song. But, that was her. I'll let you know how she met me. Go tell her. She was a starving student.
Yeah, I was a starving student. me and my girlfriend, one of my girlfriends knew Romley Davis, who was the horn player of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Trumpet player.
Trumpet player. And they were best friends. And so he had came over to our place. And he asked, he said, what are you guys doing? I said, well, we're over here just chilling out on a Saturday evening. And he said, well, Earth, Wind, and Fire need some seamstress to help with their uniforms because their seamstress were kind of tired because they were ready to go on the road and they've done a lot of wardrobe, stitching?
Tailoring.
But there were still more to get done. And so they said, you guys know anybody or would you be interested? And I asked them, I said, so how much are they charging, How much are they paying? And he goes, well, they're only paying $15. I said,
$15? An hour? No, total.
For total. I said, how cheap are they? So I said, okay, well, I'm a starving student. Me and my girl will go down and we'll help you guys. So we went down. We did some hem. We sewed some hems. And that's when he introduced us at the complex, that's the Earth, Wind, and Fire studio, to all the guys. And when I saw Larry, I said, okay, I think he's the one. I just knew. But we didn't get together till years later. We became friends for a long time. And then that's when we hooked up.
Okay. That's
1983.
Yeah.
And we
still together.
That is beautiful. And
how
you
two, doing?
You two sing. So, and I understand that you sang on Twilight World.
Yes.
Yes.
I sent you that other one too, Brazilian Dream, which is beautiful.
Yes. Yes. Which one is her debut?
Huh?
Which song is her debut song?
Twilight World and Brazilian Dream.
Okay. Now, how was it for you singing, Lisa?
Twilight World or just singing?
Just singing in general. Yes.
In general?
Yeah.
For me, it was always a dream as a child. I didn't know I was going to do it as living. I guess, you know, God always hears the desires of your heart before you're even born in your mother's womb. But it's always something that I wanted to do as a child. And as I got older from that time as a kid, my mother, she was into music, and I took a lot from her. I had family members who were into the music scene. And from that point on, I was, like, working behind the scene of the industry. Matter of fact, I, you know, used to work in artist relations, and which it helped a lot on the business aspect of it. And then when Larry and I hooked up, you know, we started dating, and, you know, I'm the type of person, I love music, but I love going to concerts or just to go see anybody perform or, you know, and I would play music, and I'd be the type of person, I'll sing along with a record or just sing in the shower. And Larry, he heard me, and he said, you know, that's when I was working 9 to 5, you know, and he goes, you know, instead of you working 9 to 5, why don't you just, you know, get to singing? And I said, well, that's not what I want to do. He said, but wouldn't you rather work for yourself than just work for the man? I said, well, I don't know. I'm just not into it. But he inspired me, you know, and I said,
mm-hmm.
You know, he put me in the studio. I said, okay. And the moment I got in there, I just got hooked, and I just fell in love with just, you know, doing music. And then everything just started, you know, coming to place where I learned how to write, and I learned how to just, when it came to recording, mixing, and all that. Like I tell a lot of people, I may not know how to turn knobs, but I know when it comes to frequencies, I know what frequencies is about. So
okay.
It's been such a great journey because just being mentored by Larry has been such a blessing to me. And because I'm like you, Larry. I'm like you. I'm an Earth, Wind, and Fire fan. You know, we grew up on that and everything else. But it's been a dream. And to have that, you know, on a personal level and high level, it's just like, it's been an amazing journey for me.
It's like you said, Aurelia, you know, it ain't about an age, it ain't about a color, it ain't about a gender. You know, if you want to do something, you just do it.
That's right. Now, we're going to play Twilight World so we can hear Luisa's beautiful voice. So,
amen.
Thank you.
You're
amen.
Welcome. You're welcome. to say, you haven't been singing all your life?
Thank you.
You didn't answer the question. The answer would be no.
No, not really.
Wow.
But I always told her, because she used to, you know, I wish I had started it when I was in. I said, hey, my mom had a good one. She said, wish in one hand and spit in the other one. See which one gets filled up the quickest. Stop wishing and get to singing. I mean, you know, it's so funny, Aurelia, because, like, everybody loves a CD, but it seems like every male that hears that, that's their favorite song.
Oh, really?
I mean, at least 98%. They're like, man, Twilight World, that's my jam. That's the one. I'm like, wow. Now, you know, that was a remake. You know, that was originally recorded by Swing Out Sister in the 80s.
Okay, I knew the rhythm sounded really familiar.
Right, that was okay. Swing Out Sister. Now, what we did different, because, you know, it was the 80s, and they kind of had a disco vibe. When they got to that center section, they went to that wink-a-tick-a-wink-a-tick-a, like,
mm-hmm.
disco. So I said, no, you know, we're in the new millennium. So instead of that, I took it on that center, the bridge, as it was, I took it to, like, a jazz swing and did my little mini Moog solo.
Okay.
Well,
it works. Yes, it's pretty.
That was that the Cajun chef. Don't that pretty? So did,
yes.
did the rains cease a little bit over there?
No, we have tornado warnings now.
Wow, God bless. Yeah, girl. Remember that Earth, Wind, and Fire on that first, the last days in time? Philip saying that one. Living in the last days in times.
Well, you know, they said something about a polar vortex coming at the end of the month.
Ooh-wee. And now, you know, and see, that's why I like to tell people, just try to stay prayed up. You know, because you just, you know, out here, man, we driving up the Pacific Coast Highway, and they got big old neon sign that comes on, caution, extreme drought. We haven't had rain. It's really bad, really bad. And you guys are getting too much. We have none. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. You got to live your life the best way you possibly can, and like you said, stay prayed up.
Right, and live every day to the fullest.
That's correct, yes. Now, speaking of which, Brazil seems to be on everybody's mind lately because, you know, you have soccer and you have the Olympics coming to Brazil and all this stuff going on in Brazil. Has Brazil been something that, a place that you've enjoyed a lot?
Oh, yeah, good. Tudo bem. Tudo bem, you know. Now, I mean, the first time we played there was amazing. These people... They love music so much. They met us at the airport.
Really?
Okay, the airport. And then we had a bus. They had a bus that was next to our bus, and they were all hanging out the window playing all the way to the freaking hotel. Hey, these people are serious about that funk.
Okay.
And then we were so blessed. We played this big old arena. I was watching it the other day because, like I said, we're trying to put together the band. I mean, you know, we're doing this big concert this Saturday, doing Larry Dunn's tribute to the music of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going over Serpentine Fire, one of the songs, and I was seeing the version that we did in Brazil in 1979 or 1980, somewhere around there. And, man, it was just packed. And so one of the things, we performed with one of their artists named Gilberto Gil. And I remember Louis Satterfield, the trombone player, actually great bass player. He taught Verdine bass back in Chicago back in the day. But him and I were there, and I learned the chords, and Louis charted it out, and then Gilberto came to sound check the next day, and we went over his song, and then we did it. And man, yeah, the people there, they're crazy for music. They just love their music. And right, you saw the soccer thing. I don't know if you saw that one. That sister from Brazil, she was just crying her head off.
Yeah.
And going, yeah, I was like, lady, come on now.
It's just a game.
You will, I guarantee you're going to live. Unless you cry yourself to death. but I love very passionate people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, for real, yeah. So you never been to Brazil?
No, I haven't, and because the Olympics is going there, I am so eager. So eager.
Well, they would love you. You got a beautiful spirit. They would love you
Thank
over
you.
There.
Thank you. I'm a sports fan, so I would love to be there. Just
like
to be
fun.
In the middle. Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to play Brazilian Dream. And, Louisa, you're singing on that one as well.
Yeah, yes. she wrote that one, too. Her and
oh,
I.
Really? Great. This is amazing.
Yeah, she's a great composer, like I said. You know, because you see a lot of young artists today, you know, and it's like they do one album. Now you're producing? Wow. You know, it's like, you know, it takes a long time to learn that craft to be able to call yourself a producer. And, you know, she was very patient because, you know, she was a little, you know, rambunctious. She was anxious. And I said, no, the day's going to come, you know. And then, you know, we were really blessed starting in 1987, 88. We started doing with Roland Bautista, God rest his soul, a lot of great music for Japanese television commercials, from mm-hmm. Mercedes-Benz to De Beers Diamonds and Shiseido, was a Subaru, all kinds of stuff. And I said what I loved about that is that, unfortunately, the more things change, the more they stay the same. In order for people of color to really be acknowledged all the way back from Josephine Baker and Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, and Miles, on and on, it's like they had to go across the water to really, you know, get some kind of respect. And what I loved is that the European kids and the Japanese are really involved in keeping American classical music, which is jazz, R&B, you know, black music. They're mm-hmm. keeping that music alive. And we had so much fun doing it, really, because we didn't, you know, they don't care about paint job, your skin, you know, your age, your nationality. They knew. With Larry and Lulu, we would give it to them on the highest level. We did everything from hip-hop to straight-ahead opera with her and Beppe Cantarelli to Satchmo-type stuff. I mean, it was so much fun because you don't have to think about, oh, he's Larry Dunn from Earth and Fire, so he's going to do funk or he's going to do pop. No, we do music. You know, I took classical for about 3 years when I was in third grade and, you know, learn jazz and stuff. Used to turn that turntable down from 33 and a third to 16 and learn Jimmy Smith jazz riffs. And like I said, when we were kids, there was one prerequisite to be a member of a band, and that was simply you had to play your booty off. They didn't care if you were cute, ugly, fat, skinny, black, white. You know, you just had to be able to play.
You had to have the talent.
That's right. So now, like I said, she, you know, it's funny because people see her, and we say, we just celebrated 31 years on June 14th. And
God bless.
She don't even look 30. I said, shut up. I married her when she was 12, and I was 14. I was 13. But, you know, they think she's just, you know, the trophy wife. I'm like, you better recognize. You know, like I said, most women, you know, like we say, the Jamaican, her got 10 jobs, man, and 2 on the side.
Okay.
Oh, that old adage, a woman's work is never done. I mean, she never stops. And I'm sure you're the same. You guys have so much responsibility and stuff. And that's why I say that when I get these accolades and people say, I give my little speech, I say, hey, you know, they say that behind every great man is a good woman. I said, no, the reality is behind every great man is a greater woman.
Thank you for that.
So it's another one. Yeah, her Brazilian Dream. So, you know, she wrote most of that melody and then lyrics, and I come in with the chords and help with the melody. And it's a great team because, you know, I grew up producing a lot of great jazz artists: Ramsey Lewis, Lenny White, Stanley Turrentine, Dee Dee Bridgewater. I was the first one to put Diane Reeves in the studio with the Caldera production on Sky Islands. I was 21 years old. And I told her when I got with her, because I could see the talent. And I said, it's a great thing, because sometimes I'll come with that, you know, a whole lot of notes. I mean, I can write real sweet, too, but I'll come with a lot of notes, whereas she has a knack to write just a great, simple melody that the world can sing. And people don't get it. That's one of the hardest things to do. It's easier to overwrite, but it's harder to just write a simple melody that's so pretty that the whole world can sing. And God has definitely gifted her with that.
And, you know, people do overlook simplicity, especially nowadays.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and that is one of the keys of music. You know, just like in the scriptures when he said, I put the simple things here to confound the wise.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. So we're going to play Brazilian Dreams so everyone can get a taste of the simple things.
And that's Rom Lee playing that beautiful flugel solo at the end.
Okay.
You and me,
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Don't that pretty? No. Well, I was just telling, I said, Rom Lee Davis, he played such a beautiful flugelhorn solo at the end. It was so melodic.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Now, you also keep it in the family as well. So you're not just the most talented person in your family. You have relatives that are talented as well.
Yes, I got my baby brother, Stephen, who's bigger than I am, a great drummer. And that one of the tunes I sent you, the other one featuring Hubert Laws, that was actually Stephen's song. And Louisa, amongst everything, she got big old ears, too. She could hear. She said, that song would be beautiful. And so we did. But Stephen basically recorded all of the music himself, and then I added my Mini Moog, and we added the legendary Hubert Laws. And that's his song, Stephen Dunn, Brother to Brother. And, of course, my niece, Kayla Marquis, man, she's just blowing us out the water. She is so talented, man. She taught herself. She's in Denver. Both of them are in Denver, my hometown. Me, Philip, Andrew Woolfolk, all from Denver. And, man, and now I realize she taught herself piano, and now she plays guitar as well. And she just released a single. It's on, what is it? Google Play. Yeah, Google Play. Kayla Marquis.
Okay.
Yeah, when Louisa actually went online and bought it, we were just, it's called, what is it? I'm going to Hurt Somebody. Yeah, I think the ladies will like that one. I'm going to Hurt Somebody. And then Stephen's CD is called Tears of Joy, Stephen Dunn, and his is available on iTunes.
Okay, great. So now we're going to play Brother to Brother so everyone can see how the talent just lives in the family.
Amen.
You're welcome. to say that was just simply, I keep saying the same thing over and over again. I just love your music, and everything that we play tonight has just touched my heart. I love
it. Honey, thank you. I was just telling her, I said, see, I have such an affinity for the East Coast and down south because, you know, it's like, I was telling when we would play on Going on the Road back in the 70s, 80s, we'd have different things. When we get to the East Coast, Maurice would let us, you know, stretch out. I could take like a 5-minute solo, keyboard solo, and go from jazz to lightning in the air and all the different. When we get back to L.A., all right, cut your solo short, you know, what? But, you know, cause, I mean, I love L.A., but it's like, remember Sly Stone had that song, Everybody is a Star. You know, out here, everybody and Dionne Warwick and all the stars that never were pumping gas in parking cars. Do you know that? You know, maybe, yeah, everybody out here is a star, so they don't care about you. But I remember the first time we went back east and we opened the show at the Spectrum in Philadelphia was the Four Tops. I'm sorry, it was Earth, Wind & Fire, the Four Tops, and then Gladys Knight. And in L.A., nobody knew who we were. They had, you know, Maurice had the older guys with the first two albums on Warner Brothers. And so the hit was I Think About Loving You and Fan the Fire, whatever. And then we did Last Days in Time, so the hit was Where Have All the Flowers Gone, blah, blah, blah. So we go back east, and I mean, nobody here. They didn't know. We went back east, and we walked out on stage. We were the opening act. They turned the lights down, and 20,000 people had them little green things shaking them. I was like, oh, let's go. Let's do this. Scared either. I wasn't scared. Yeah, it was amazing. Like I said, it's just the East Coast energy is amazing because, you know, it's like it reminds me of Tokyo as I finally, you know, we started traveling and seeing different parts of the world. In the fact that, you know, New York and the East Coast, Chicago, everything gets built up in the air. And, you know, people are in close quarters. And I said, man, if you talk to somebody in New York or East Coast, if they say they're a piano player, either they can play their booty off or they just white coat material. They're just crazy. But 99% of the time, they are. And that's why I said, when you go like the Apollo, that's where that came from. Because if they know that you showed up and you're prepared and you did your homework and you ain't trying to jive them and fool them and just get the money and run, they know that you care about them. They are going to get up and party with you. And if you didn't, yeah, I got three words for you. Apollo. All three. Yeah, and I was just telling her, I said, East Coast, I said, check her out. I mean, she's talking to herself, but she's playing that music. See, they want to hear music. I said, if I don't know now, I said, well, now I'm gonna send you some more stuff. And that's right, you never got your copy of the whole CD, huh?
No, I didn't.
Why, yada, yada. Send us your mailing address.
Okay.
And Lulu, I'll put that in the mail, and we'll sign it for you with her famous gold pen. We'll write something real nice to our new sister.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Now,
actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you two. I'm going to send you a personalized one for you that you take home, and I'm going to give you one more for the station.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. I love it.
Yeah, hey, our pleasure. Thank you so much. And Emily, we got to reach out, give a shout-out to Emily Winslow, because she's the one that hooked it up.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago. It was Angelo. Hi, Angelo. Mm-hmm. Listening. But Emily, yeah, she hooks it up. She's a great lady.
Yes, she is. I enjoy speaking
Kitty
with her and working with her. Now, you have an event that you're doing this weekend. It's a tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire. Larry Dunn.
Yeah, Larry, tribute to the music of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I said, dang it, the East Coast people can't come. But I said, maybe they got family that's out here. Yeah, It's going to be at a beautiful venue I didn't even know existed. It's called the Burbank Starlight Bowl, and it's like a miniature Hollywood Bowl in the foothills of Burbank, California. And there's an opening band, the Platinum Groove, they're going to open for us. And we're probably going to have Mr. Tommy Davidson, who's a great singer and, you know, wonderful comedian and actor, introduce us. And then the Larry Dunn Orchestra will take the stage about between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, and we're going to, this evening, We're doing all Earth, Wind & Fire music. I know some people, I wanted to hear LDO. Well, we'll get to that. But we're doing, you know, tribute to EWF, and we're doing all Earth, Wind & Fire music. It's going to be great. We got a full band, four-piece horn section, four singers, and Lulu's one of those, and it's just going to be off the chain.
It sounds like it. It really does. It really
if,
anyone,
if anybody has East Coast family, has family out here in California, just go to LarryDunnMusic.com, and on my website there, you'll see the flyer. Or they can go to my Facebook, whatever, Larry Dunn. But the website is real nice, LarryDunnMusic.com. And also, if they want, they can purchase the CD. You know, Larry Dunn, because it's not just, you know, me and Louisa and Steven, but we've got Ricky Lawson played on there. We've got Stanley Clark. We've got Ronnie Laws, as well as you were like James Ingram, B. Lloyd Taylor, who left us. Geo Evans on guitar. Hilliard Wilson, who him and I had a band before we got Philip way back in Denver when we were going all over as young kids. I was 11 and Hilliard was 13. Met Philip when I was 13 and Philip was 15. And who else we got on there? We got all right, Procton Bonnell III, one of our other great vocalists. Jay King from Club Nouveau, who's doing management for us, and he's one of the best contract readers in the world as well. They got a great new album out too, Club Nouveau. He's on there. Who else? Yeah, there's so many people, you know. Like I said, we got enough brothers and sisters on there to make a Tarzan movie. I didn't mention Ronnie. But, yeah, you know, as you've heard some of it, we've got everything from African music to Brazilian music to funk to jazz to, you know, it's a real template of just, it took us 7 years, and people were like, what takes you so long? I said, hey, number one, you know, I like what Jay King said. He used to bug us in the beginning, when are you going to finish? But at the end of the day, he said, Larry, like you and Louisa said, in God's time, because he says, it's a great time, and I say this to the audience, and whoever's music people in your audience, you know, it's one of the greatest times to be alive as a great musician, a good musician. If you messing around and just want money and you ain't prepared and you're not practicing whatever, then that's a different story. But and then at the same time, you have to be willing to learn and wear a couple of different hats. And so the reason you have 7 years, took Stevie Wonder 7 years to do his last project, and Whitney as well. And I'm sure they had a little bit more money than we did. But see, the thing is, we are the musicians, okay? We are the artist. Then we are the record company. Then, this is a big, we are the bank. And see, we're not those kind of people. Because you're Larry Dunn, why don't you call Favors? I said, no, Favors is great. I said, but, yeah, we did a little barter thing, okay, I'll play on your stuff. But we made sure that everybody that was involved was taken care of monetarily. Mm-hmm. Now, James Ingram, God bless him, he sang backgrounds on the tune called Finally. Him and B. Lloyd Taylor did the lead. B. Lloyd Taylor that wrote Getaway for Earth, Wind & Fire and Lady Sun and a bunch of stuff for James Ingram. And the three of them did backgrounds. And James came up and did the backgrounds and got in on B. Lloyd. Man, you got to sing this thing. And he wouldn't even accept any money. God bless him. Okay. But we'll get him. But everybody got compensated. And so we just took our time. It was a real labor of love. And like we said, anything that we do, we have to give it to the people with the highest level of integrity and let them know that we really put a lot of work, thought, and love into that project.
Thank you. I just keep saying thank you because you very seldom hear people say what you're saying because, you know, they do it for themselves and they walk. And oftentimes people don't get paid. They don't deal with you on a very moral level, and you're stuck. And just to hear you say this speaks volumes to who you are, the work that you do, and everything that you've done. And that's why I believe your success just continues to flourish.
Well, amen. And, you know, it means a lot, like I said, for people such as yourself to reach out and do this for us. I mean, we don't take it lightly. That's why we were on time. We were ready, you know, and I sent you the stuff because, you know, it means a lot because you're really, really helping us and sharing what we have to share. And it means a lot because, like I said, if it wasn't for people such as yourself and the people that listen in, we'd be a legend in our own room. You know? And I mean, I've seen a lot of entertainers, not just musicians, actors, and whatever. And they, some of them, they do. They, a lot of them, they do have that rappers where they have that attitude, like, you know, I'm a MF. I'm like, wow, really? Mm. Number one, if it wasn't for God Almighty, you wouldn't even be breathing, let alone, you know. And so, whatever success you have, you have to know that you didn't do it on your own accord, you know. And there's the people are just as important as you are, because if it wasn't for them, then what? So what, you know? So we don't call them fans; we call them friends. Our friends and family that support us and enjoy our music. I mean, it puts a smile on our face when we know that you're smiling listening to it.
Oh, and I have been all night tonight.
Smiling. Oh, and let the people know, you, if y'all order that, it's called Into the Journey, the letter N. Louise even did that. She worked with Domingo Encinas that did the artwork, our Hispanic brother, who's just incredible with the art. So she wanted something slick, so that, and the letter N, instead of Into the Journey, it's the letter N, the number two, the journey. So it looks like an Einstein equation thing. But if they like that music, they can go to LarryDunnMusic.com, and it will be delivered anywhere on planet Earth to their front door. And if they put a note on the PayPal thing for us to sign it with the gold pen, we will write something nice to them and sign and send it to them.
Okay. I will be sure to post that on my webpage. I'm sure
Thank
people
you.
Will
you
love to know
sure.
that.
Yeah, make sure really when you write us back or call us back, whatever, text me your actual mailing address.
Okay.
So we want to get a nice package out to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. I really do.
We appreciate you.
Yes,
and we'll be back whenever you want us back. Like I said, we'll definitely come back when we get Luis's project done and whatever else we're working on. Actually, I did a remake for this guy. See, I'm not a big rap guy, but if it's really, you know, if it's edifying, then okay, because some of the rhythm is incredible. So we did a remake of Shining Star with a rapper out of Florida named Jay Lyrics, and we cut, of course, everything from scratch, and it's killing. So we're almost finished with that. I just got to master it. When we get done with that, I will send you an MP3 of that, and then when they really print it up, I'll hook you up with that as well.
That would be excellent. And
did
the rain did stop, but I don't know for how long. I take it as it comes.
Yeah, well, you just be safe out there. We'll be lifting you up in prayer.
Thank you. I will be. Like I said, you got to live. You got to live for today and not worry too much about tomorrow, because we know it's not guaranteed.
Yeah, fear. Yeah, you know the acronym for fear, right? False evidence appearing real.
Okay.
And just, just live. And everybody should live like if this was their last day, because, you know, people I saw some, was a divorce court or something, and, you know, this lady, no, it was Steve Harvey, right? Or somebody where her husband, he loved her, but he never told her that he loved her. I'm like, you, Lamont, you big dummy. I mean, who does that? I mean, right? How would he feel if, God forbid, something happened and he would never see her again? And they go, come on. But, you know, Steve, he got him together.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he did.
I tell my wife every day, several times a day.
Yes, he does.
And mean it.
And that is a blessing in itself, the fact that you realize and recognize the gift that God has given you, and you acknowledge it. That is a beautiful
Amen.
Thing.
Amen. And then I tell people, I say, they get scared. I say, on top of everything, I'm a cooking mother figure.
Uh-oh.
She was, oh, yeah, girl. I mean, she like cook like at least 6 days a week. Sometimes she got, Larry, you need a break. Just, you want to do takeout? Because, you know, we don't do McDonald's and that kind of stuff, but, you know, I'm not talking about sloppy joes and stuff. I be cooking chicken pibil, you know, where you marinate it overnight with certain herbs and spices.
Well, I'm a foodie, okay? I'm a foodie.
And then you wrap it in banana leaves and you bake it. I got a version of Josephine Baker's grandmother's fried chicken.
Ooh.
A girl, I could cook. You ever come this way, you best believe we will lay you out.
Ooh, and I like to eat. That's why I'm so active.
Yeah, well, you looking at it. You're hearing it. Yeah, she's so fun. Let me take a picture. Like, let's just eat.
You know what, girl? them well. It's just,
oh,
it's
she can cook too. Like I said, she's grandma, and I'm a little bit more gourmet. But now she said I'm gourmet and even grandpa. I can burn. I love it. It's like therapy for me. I just get in that kitchen, and sometimes she's like, "You're so stupid. You close the door, but I already know what you're cooking." I say, "Well, whatever."
I have to tell you, this has just been such a pleasure and a joy for me. I'm enjoying you both so very much.
We enjoy you too. So, where are you? You're in Jersey? Where are you?
No, I am originally from Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, Louisa's she's from the Bronx.
All right.
She was born in Manhattan, but she was raised in the Bronx. Yeah.
Okay. And I live in Delaware.
Get out of here.
You're part-time
Delaware
girl, huh?
So it's, yeah. Yeah, well, they've had it all over the news, man. It's like I said, out here, we can't squeeze a drop of water. And back there, you guys are just rolling in it. Wow.
If it wasn't rain, it was snow. I mean, we've just been getting it.
Yeah, well, you know, my peeps in Denver, you know, like my sister's like, I'm glad it just stops. It's just raining. And, you know, and it's weird when... You know, it was written. You know,
yeah.
In those days, there will be wars and rumors of wars, and there'll be drastic weather changes and famines, and that stuff that's going on in the Middle East is just wow, you know?
And guess what? In the middle of all of that, there's still beauty, there's still love, and there's still Larry Dunn music.
Amen. But we're going to give you a big hug when we see you, too. And then we're going to feed you.
But I love it.
I'm
going
to have to hug
you
first, because if that feed you, I ain't going to be able to hug you, because I'm going to feed you so much.
I'll take it. I will take it. And this has just been a joy. You will definitely be back on the show. I already know that.
Anytime.
Okay, that's great. That's great. So if people wanted to stay in contact with you, they can go to your website, correct?
Right. Go to LarryDunnMusic.com and also Larry Dunn Facebook, Louisa Dunn Facebook.
Louisa Justice Dunn.
Yeah, Louisa Justice. Isn't that funny? Her name is Louisa Justice Dunn.
Okay.
Now it's spelled with the Latin spelling, J-U-S-T-I-Z. It's actually pronounced Justice, but, you know, Justice.
Mm-hmm. She was meant to be with you. That's it.
Yeah. Right. She knew it and I knew it. And the guy at the BRE knew it. They were having one of the black radio exclusives. Yeah, it was about 84, something like that, 85, I don't know. It was at the Marriott Hotel out by the airport in L.A. And this young brother, he saw us, he just looked at me and he said, "You know what? There was nobody else but her that you could have married." I'm like, okay. And my job is done.
Okay. Yes. So we will... I'm curious to find out how the event this weekend is going to go, but I will keep in contact with you guys. I mean, I feel like I'm family.
All right, you know what? Hit us up, because, you know, we're gonna be like two wet rags come Sunday, because that's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to give a shout-out to Cassandra Williams from Wet PR, who's just been working so much. And, I mean, I was so blessed for the people that are going to be out here. I reached out and took a stab in the dark, a leap of faith, and I asked this wonderful man who's now doing some big business in Frisco with buildings and different stuff, and he's the guy that used to mix our sound when it was Earth, Wind, and Fire back in the day with all the original members, Bill Brown. And he said, "Larry," I said, "what do you think about coming in here on July 19th? I called him a couple months ago. I was doing the sound. He said, "It would be an honor." I'm like, oh, praise God. It's just unbelievable. And so him and Cassandra, and we got a great team of people. It's just, and all the musicians. So if you guys are out here, it's the Burbank Starlight Bowl in Burbank, California. Go to my website and you'll see it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to say good night to you guys. It has been amazing.
Hey, well, good night. Like I said, hit us up, like send us a text or a reminder Sunday or a Monday or Tuesday, whatever, and we'll call you and tell you. We'll share. We'll let you know.
Okay, great. I would love that. Thank you so much again.
And let us know. Send me a thing with your mailing address and also the info, how if other people can listen to this in archives or how that works.
Okay, I'll send all of that over to you.
And thank you again, Emily Winslow.
Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, audience.
Yeah, thank all of you guys in the audience. Thank you all so much for all your support for all these years. It means a lot.
Yes, you are welcome, and it has been an honor and a true honor, because you have blessed us with some amazing music throughout the decades, and you're still doing it, and there's so much more to come, and we are grateful for you.
Thank you so much, honey. You take care. God bless you all and your families.
You too. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Well, everyone, that was the amazing Larry Dunn and his beautiful wife, Louisa Dunn, and they have spent time with us to allow you the opportunity to get to know them and their music. And I have to tell you that we have grown up with Earth, Wind, and Fire, and they are the benchmark for, large bands. There aren't that many large bands out nowadays. However, they have been the benchmark. And history-wise, if you go look in history, they're there, and they're going to be there. And if you want to know about your music and your history, you can start with them and just learn so much. And the beauty of it is, it's not over. Larry Dunn, the mastermind behind many of the sounds of Earth, Wind, and Fire, he's still doing it, and he's just creating so much more, doing so much more, and with his beautiful wife, they've teamed up together, and they're creating a whole new era of sound for us to have to move forward in our future. So it's like it just never dies. The music just lives on and on, and we thank them so much for this opportunity. We thank them so much for taking the time to be with us, and I want to thank you, my listeners, for your continued support. Without you, there would be no Coco Express Show. So on that note, I'm going to wish you all a wonderful evening. Be well. God bless.
Bye.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.